from the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe to me.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter Up, it's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
This is one of my favorite segments that we do during baseball season, talking to our friend, the incredible, the incomparable, Sophia Minert. Good morning, Sophia. How's your week going?
Hi. Everything is great. Good to be on with you guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yesterday was an off day. Did you at least get to enjoy it?
Yes. Well, I did the all-important hair appointment, Jen. You understand, keeping up with the maintenance and the appointments. But yeah, good off day for everyone. And now it gets real because now we're start a stretch of 13 straight and 26 and 27 days. So we'll learn a lot about this team in the next month.
Oh, sorry, Sophia. I was reading stats. I was doing a little prep work. When are they going to unveil their home run celebration in the dugout? Are they still deciding?
That is a good question. You know, last year we had the cheese head, but that didn't come out until a little bit later in the season, if I recall. They might still be workshopping one. I think they've got 5 home runs now on the season. I'm sure they'll come up with something. I also feel like those things can't be forced. It's got to be something that comes up organically. So we'll see kind of what this team, you know, feels and maybe what the personality of this team starts to become. And we'll see if something emerges from that.
You know what they could do, Gabe, is they could get the Fomation fists.
Like the Hulk fists?
Yes, the Hulk fists.
But use that as the wham?
But use that as the wham, right? Like the effing wham. Like that would be good. I'd be okay with effing wham as the celebration for Homer. It feels a little like bad karma, a little bit, but it would still be fun.
Speaking of dingers, Sophia, when I had you on for the opening day special that we did here on 94.5 ESPN, I told you have to let me know when to get excited about Christian Yelich and the power. And then he went out and hit a home run to dead center field on the home opener. So now we've got 2 home runs from Christian in the first 5 games. Can I start to get excited yet, or am I still tempering expectations for the power?
I mean, get excited, right? That's what you wanted. That's
yes!
What you wanted to see.
Absolutely.
I think we'll take homers to dead center. There was a note that I think Christian had hit his second home run maybe in like the first week of May or something last year. 2 in 5 games is obviously a great start. I just think more than anything, like the at bats that he's had so far, it looks like he's just kind of locked into midseason form. He'll obviously tell you that he could do better, but I think for him, it's always like he's always making good decisions. He's very rarely going to chase. You're seeing a lot of hard contact. The 2 home runs, obviously, the first one coming on opening day in New York. I just think there's a lot of positive signs there. Just like anyone else, he's going to go through ups and downs. I'm not sure he's going to hit 2 every week, but this
is a great
place for him to start. It'd be pretty cool. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
I always laugh when you see the tweets or the stats about like, well, he's on pace for. I'm like, well, wouldn't that be nice if baseball worked out that way? I think look, there's a lot of positives that you can draw from Christian's first week and especially the 2 homers.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy talking about the Brew Crew. We have had our share of bizarre injuries or things that have landed guys on the IL. This Trevor Megill story is so strange. So he fainted and now he has a concussion. And so what can you tell us about that? And where does that rank for you on the bizarre baseball injuries, dropped a suitcase on my hand, you know, those type of things?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it is. It was really odd. And honestly, it is a little bizarre, but it's also a little scary, right? I mean, fortunately, there were people around him when he fainted. And Trevor McGill is not a small man.
I saw 6'8".
6'7", 6'8".
Wow.
Yeah, Trevor's not a small guy. So you think about, fortunately, this is kind of all we're talking about. But yeah, he had gotten sick over the weekend and on the off day was just, in the middle of just kind of getting himself out of this like food poisoning thing that he had gone through. He was at a Spectrum store doing something and he fainted and went down. And again, fortunately, there were people around him to help him out. And then, he showed up the next day and I don't know if he was still feeling sick, dehydrated because of the fall, because of fainting, he still had a headache. So with that, the trainers were going to be extremely cautious with that and put him on the concussion IL. So hopefully everything will be okay. He has been at the ballpark. He was there Tuesday for the home opener. He was there Wednesday as well. So he's on that concussion IL and it's essentially just rest, right? And I think he's just trying to get his body together again after what it's been through the last couple of days. I think we all know what you feel like when you go through a terrible flu or food poisoning episode. It takes you a little while to bounce back. So fortunately, Trevor will be okay. But yeah, it was certainly just really unexpected to get that story and just to hear that he'd be out for a couple of days.
Sophia, is there going to be a noticeable difference in the way Craig Counsell managed the game and the way Pat Murphy does?
I'm not sure you can point to any significant differences yet. It's obviously been a very small sample size with just 5 games. But I think the roster, more than anything, will dictate maybe a different managing style or managing decisions. I think when you look at the first 5 games, things went about as well as you could have hoped for this team. The starting rotation performed really well. The bullpen had 4 really good games. They had a bit of a hiccup there late in the game on Wednesday against the Twins to give up the lead. I think you can point to a couple guys individually. The defense has been fantastic. I just think, especially what we saw the last couple of days with shorter starts from Jacob Junis and then Joe Ross, part of that was injury related for them and they're building up of kind of just where they are personally. You're just going to have to see more innings from the bullpen. And I mentioned earlier, now that we're going into the stretch of 13 consecutive games, an off day and then another 13 straight, we might see a 6-man rotation now. You're just going to see him maybe use the pitching staff a little bit differently than what we're used to, because you just don't have the experienced veterans of Burns, Woodruff, Peralta that has been the formula for so long. So I think that is probably what you're going to see is the biggest difference. But Murph, these guys know Murph so well that I think it's been a very seamless transition in that regard.
You want to talk about perfect starts. It couldn't have gotten any better for the first week for Jackson Churio, right? He's got the first home run, first at-bat. He drives in runs at American Family Field, gets the hit, the stolen base out in New York in his first game. It was pretty much a perfect week for Jackson, right?
I know. What a week. I think we should all be so impressed by how he has handled all of this. I think, you go back to opening day, you imagine everything he's feeling on that day. To do it in New York, his family's there. There's so much attention on him. He's dealt with this all spring since the contract. And, he leads off the game and he draws a 4-pitch walk. And I think that just tells you a lot about what this kid is capable of handling. Things didn't speed up on him. He wasn't up there chasing. It seemed like he was in control. If he had nerves, they weren't visible. Obviously they were there for him. And I just think from then it's like he's really, really settled in and he's checking off all these firsts, like you said, and he's having an impact, virtually in every phase of the game. And so I think it's like, it's just for him to do that and start to build some confidence and be like, okay, I can handle this and I belong here and this isn't speeding up on me yet. There's going to be mistakes, of course. There's going to be growing pains in there for him. But I think just this first week, he's done such a great job of taking it all in and settling in and just kind of showing us what he's capable of and why the organization believes in him so much.
Brewers taking on the Mariners tonight at AmFam Field. That's a 7:10 start. Sophia, before we let you go, we asked earlier this morning. Chewy went out to a restaurant last night. He was underwhelmed. He was very excited about it, but he ultimately left disappointed. Do you ever let someone know when they ask, hey, how was everything tonight? How it went? Would you say, it wasn't that great, but I'll be back? You know, would you let them know that, or do you keep it to yourself?
But you mean from the restaurant staff, like if you're asked when you're leaving?
Yes.
Gosh. I don't think I've ever done that, but I would probably make a comment if I felt like the food wasn't, I don't know, if something was wrong with either like the food or the service, right? Like if food wasn't cooked properly or if things took a long time or something happened, you know, like something kind of fell through. I give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, maybe it's, maybe things happened in the kitchen or maybe the server's having a bad night or maybe they're short staffed or I sort of try to give people the benefit of the doubt on that stuff. But I'd have to be something like obvious, I think, for me to say something.
All right. Well, you can weigh in on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. No, Chewy didn't say anything. He's a coward.
Okay.
Wasn't good.
No, he just keeps it to himself.
I can only say that because
business.
He's in Florida currently. You can
now
imagine.
I ate it all. I ate everything, but it wasn't that good.
Well, what have you guys decided?
There's been no deciding. Josh has been yelling at me all morning, basically telling me that I'm a terrible person because I tell the restaurant, no, it wasn't that great.
Sophia, no one's ever gone wrong.
It wasn't your best work.
No one's ever gone wrong minding their own business and staying out of the way. So if I can avoid confrontation, I'm going to do it. I'm going to live my happy life and move on.
Yeah, unless
you're just trying to get through the show.
Exactly. It's Kyle, Brust, and Nortman from, yeah, 2 to 5 here on ESPN Milwaukee. Then you're all about the conflict. I've heard those calls, Josh.
Showbiz, baby.
Sophia, we so appreciate you. We're looking forward to your segments each and every week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Have a great one.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Watch Sophia Minert on Bally Sports Wisconsin, where you can catch the Brewers tonight against the Mariners at AmFam Field.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Well, how do they do that? Well, maybe you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy. Just don't feel like yourself like you did maybe just a year or two ago. That could be low testosterone. And it's easy to find out with Mentality, like I found out with Mentality. I thought I was just a little bit more tired because I was waking up now. I'm waking up early in the morning, have the morning show. No, turns out my testosterone levels were low. I met with Mentality, had a blood panel done. Within a week, the results were back to me. And now I'm on a customized testosterone treatment plan just for me. That's what I love about Mentality. It's not one size fits all. They want to make sure that your levels are where they need to be specifically for you. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality loves treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality at lowtusa.com.